The results of a statewide survey released this week show Alaskans pay considerably more for their fuel than the rest of the U.S. It also found high price variations among communities within Alaska. APRN's Dave Donaldson has more.
The report of the survey by the Division of Community and Regional Affairs found heating oil prices averaging $5.36 a gallon and gasoline averaging $5.01 a gallon in Alaska. That's close to double national averages, showing heating oil at $2.99 a gallon and gasoline at $2.72. There are explanations for much of the fuel price differentials. High transportation costs, for example, as air deliveries needed in some communities. However, Anchorage Senator Bill Wilikowski says some unexplained discrepancies stand out.
If you look at this report, you see some interesting things. You see that you have various communities that are paying much, much more than other nearby communities. And you have to ask the question, why is that happening? And I think there's certainly an argument to be made that people in certain communities in rural Alaska are paying exorbitant and excessive prices, probably higher prices than they should be paying.
Wilikowski in the Senate and Anchorage Democrat Pete Peterson in the House have introduced bills that would allow the Department of Law to investigate and bring charges if necessary to find out whether Alaskans are paying too much for their fuel by retailers, distributors, or refineries. They want to know if there is price gouging. Peterson says he wants to get to the bottom of the issue.
The citizens of Alaska are questioning, and you see letters to the editor on a regular basis. I get emails, phone calls from constituents and people in other districts are saying, what's going on here? You know, people for their move to Alaska from other states, and they go, why is this so high here? And so they're asking the question, and we're trying to get the answer for them.
The two bills vary only a little. Wilikowski bases an investigation on refinery charges. Peterson's keys an investigation of price gouging on the difference between Alaska and Washington state prices. Wilikowski's says prices may not be unconscionable. Peterson says they shouldn't be exorbitant or excessive. They're talking about the same thing. And Peterson says the courts or the Attorney General's office could define them.
Historically, until the summer of 2008, there had never been a 10% margin of difference between Washington State and Alaska. Traditionally, it had been much less difference than that. And in some instances, we were actually lower than Washington State. And so all of a sudden, there had been this disconnect, and we were trying to find out why, and we're still trying to find out why.
Both bills leave an investigation to the Attorney General. And the Department of Law could ignore a price differential if there's an explanation from the supplier. As with all investigations, the findings would be kept secret. But if there's a conviction, the penalties could be stiff. 10 times the economic benefit of the supplier. Neither bill has been scheduled for hearings so far this year. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.